Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1758. Visible translated text is as follows. Stated to me that owing to the fact that I had been a former employer of his brother-in-law, W.H. Barber, and further because of the fact that said Barber had spoken very highly of me, that he, Dalton, would tell me the truth about his testimony at the trial of Leo M. Frank. He then and there proceeded to freely give me the information contained in the affidavit which has been presented at this hearing. I wrote out Dalton's statement in longhand at the time he gave it, and on the following morning I gave the longhand copy to John M. Cameron, a stenographer at Fort Myers, and instructed said Cameron to typewrite said statement verbatim, which Cameron did. I then secured the services of a notary and a notary public, and in an automobile went to the country where Dalton was at work. Dalton at once came to the automobile, and I introduced him to Mr. Hendry. Hendry read over very carefully the affidavit, and I had prepared and asked Dalton if the statements therein contained were true, and if it was his affidavit. Dalton answered it was true, and that it was his affidavit. And then and there, Dalton held up his right hand and swore to the same, and signed it across the fender of the automobile. When Dalton stated he would like to meet me at Fort Myers that night at 7 o'clock, I agreed to meet him there. However, I did not know when I made that appointment with Dalton that the only train by which I could leave Fort Myers that day was scheduled to leave that point at 3 p.m., and after ascertaining that to be a fact, I left there on said train, returning to Atlanta, and I have never seen Dalton since. On the night I took Dalton's affidavit in longhand, Dalton asked me if I had any influence with some of the various master mechanics in charge of some railroads running out of Atlanta, stating that he would like very much to secure a position as railroad fireman. I told Mr. Dalton that I knew one or two master mechanics, but owing to the fact that Dalton was a witness in the Frank case, and to the further fact that I was working on that case, it would be impossible for me to intercede with anyone to try to secure Dalton a position, and Dalton then agreed that he understood the situation. Dalton wanted to know if I was still connected with any railroad company, and I told him I was not. Dalton also wanted to know if I did not have some influence with officials of the Southern Railroad,